Okay, we can relax for a moment. You probably thought that I had taken aim at a vicious dog-eating night monster, right? There for a second, I thought so too, but remember Slim Chance, the cowboy, my new friend? Well, he had been asleep inside the hotel, see? And he must have heard the sounds of the battle raging outside his window, see? And he... Okay, maybe there wasn't a monster, but let me hasten to point out... You're gonna get me thrown out of this hotel if you don't hush up that noise. Well, I... Sure, no problem. I could hush up. The window slammed shut. But he didn't need to yell and screech at me. I mean, dogs have feelings too. Anyway, there I was in the back of Slim's pickup in the middle of the night. And I couldn't go back to sleep. What kind of dog can go back to sleep after he's fought off an army of night monsters? Not me. And suddenly it occurred to me that, well, if I hopped myself out of the back of the pickup and walked 10 steps to the north, I would be, well, right under Slim's window, shall we say. And then it occurred to me that if I stood under Slim's window and went into moaning and whimpering procedures, Slim might hear me and... It worked. I won't say that Slim was happy about it, but the procedure proved to be a howling success, so to speak. After just 2 minutes of extra pitiful moans, the window flew open again. Slim stuck his head out the window and hissed, "Get in here, you meathead." It appeared that he had begun to experience some feelings of guilt about leaving his loyal dog outside in the dark, don't you see, and had, well, invited me to join him inside the hotel. What a deal, huh? You bet. I coiled my massive legs under me and leaped through the open window as gracefully as a deer. I was thrilled to be there. Slim was thrilled to... Okay, maybe Slim wasn't so thrilled, but the point is that he had changed his position on dogs in the hotel. And that was good enough for me. Now lie down on the floor and don't make a peep. If that old bat Miss Grundy finds out you're in here...